Right away, I went into my warm-up and stretch exercise program. I limbered up the big scratches muscle in my right shoulder and extended my claws several times. Then and only then did I place my right front paw on the screen door. I pulled the paw and claws in a downward direction, creating a scratching sound. The clicking of the toenail clippers stopped. We heard Slim's feet hit the floor. He was coming to the door. I tossed a glance at Drover and gave him a wink. You see, there's nothing to it. You could have done it if you hadn't been such a... Yikes. He was standing in front of us. Slim was, not Drover. Drover suddenly ducked his head and went slithering over to the wood pile and took cover. That left me all alone to face the music, the charges, the whatever might be. Slim didn't look real happy. I could see it in his face. We dogs are very perceptive, you know, and let's go straight to the point. He was mad about something. But what? Surely not my gentle scratching on his screen. I mean, I had been very, very careful not to leave ugly scratch marks on his screen. Actually, it had been more of a rubbing action than a scratching action. Honest, I had hardly used my claws at all. Maybe he had cut off one of his toes. Yes, that was it. He'd been trimming his toenails, see, and in a careless moment, he had lost concentration and had, well, lopped off one of his toes. That would make a guy mad, wouldn't it? Sure it would. If you only had four toes, you couldn't do This Little Piggy Went to Market. Well, I guess you could do some of it, but when you came to the wee, wee, wee part, you'd be out of toes. That would be lousy. Wee, wee, wee is the best part, right? It's the punchline, so to speak, and if you... Slim loomed above me like a huge tree. Through the screen door, his face had a ghostly haze about it, and all at once he resembled a... well, a ghost. An angry ghost. At last he spoke. You know what happened to the last dog that scratched up my door? No. I had no idea. But I hadn't actually scratched the door, see? It had been more of a... I sold him to a dog sled driver for $2.50. And now he's pulling logs in Siberia.